Well, it's time to talk science with ABC Science editor Jonathan Webb. And Jonathan, we need some help, first of all, with this morning's brain teaser. An incandescent light bulb is shut inside a wardrobe with three switches outside, one of which controls the light. All three switches are off to begin with, and you can only touch the switches before you open the door. How do you identify which switch is the one that works, Jonathan?
Yeah, it's a tough one this morning, I think, Sally. And I'm not in the studio with you, so I can't see how people have gone texting in. But I bet there are some clever RN listeners who have got this one. I struggled with it when I found this one yesterday, so I put a little clue in my version by specifying that this light bulb is incandescent. Because what happens with those old incandescent light bulbs is they get warm when they're on. So the idea here is, say you've got your three switches, you could throw one of them, leave it on for 20 minutes maybe, turn that one off again, then throw the second one, then open the door. And so if the light bulb is on, then the second switch controls it. If the light bulb is warm but off, then the first switch controls it. And if it's off and cold, then it must be the third one. That's what we're looking for.
I decided not to give out that extra clue, Jonathan. I decided to make it harder this
morning.
You're
playing hardball, Sally.
I'm incandescent. Jonathan, a study published in the journal Science today takes a close look at a bird that many of us know very well. That is the sulfur-crested cockatoo. And in particular, this study is looking at how these cockatoos are able to learn new skills from one another. They're very clever. What are we talking about here? What kind of skills?
They sure are clever, and this particular skill may be one that some of our listeners, particularly in Sydney, are familiar with. We're talking about the skill of opening up bins and getting the rubbish out, which scientists actually thought was interesting enough. And these Sydney sulfur-crested cockatoos are now very much on the world stage, right? Science is one of the very prestigious global journals in science as a whole. And so this passing on of this behaviour from one bird to another and from one area to another is the subject of a big high-profile paper. But if you just think about it, that is quite a tricky skill for a cockatoo, because they'll start out sitting on the bin, and in order to open up the bin, first of all, they've got to work out that they can't sit on the lid while they're getting it open. So they've got to stand right on the edge, okay, and then start to pry it open with their bill or their claws. But then if you're only a smallish kind of, I mean, not small, they're quite big and strong, but it's hard to actually flip it open from that side where you first got hold of it. So these cockies literally grab hold of the lid and then march down the side to get the bin over to the point where it'll flip open and then flip it over onto its hinge. It's really quite a thing to watch. And there's a video of it in the story we've got up on the ABC News website.
That's certainly very clever. And Jonathan, you've also got a special sneak peek of a new podcast from the Science Unit. Tell us about Nature Track.
Yeah, Nate, I'm very excited about this, Sally, and it really is a sneak peek this morning. It's not yet in all of the podcast apps, but it is online, and I've just tweeted a link to it as well. It's a bit of a sister podcast to Off Track, which many listeners will know. It's our long-running RN show presented by Anne Jones. But Anne, wherever she goes, also records beautiful, long, natural soundscapes. And here is an example of one of them. The idea with these is there's no words, there's no music. It's just a little sample of the natural world that you could put on in the background while you work or while you sleep. This one you can hear in the background now was actually recorded in Roebuck Bay, northern Western Australia, the lands of the Yawuru people. And I think it's kind of perfect for lockdown, really. You can open a window on the natural world while you can't actually leave your house and just have these lovely sounds accompany you. You can hear as well here Anne Jones. She's on leave this week, or she really should have come on to talk about this herself. This was her idea and has been a long time coming. So here you can hear a little bit of Anne talking last year when we first piloted this idea in the Off Track podcast about where the idea came from and including where she recorded this particular sound.
There's one that I recorded at Roebuck Bay in Broome, which is this huge tidal mudflat. And what you can hear in it is all of the mud skippers and crabs actually flipping and flopping. And it's sort of like nature's white noise almost, because I know that some people really love to listen to that sort of white noisy, you know, that helps them get in the zone. This is sort of like nature's white noise. And that one, I was there recording a story about migratory shorebirds, but I was sitting there waiting for the birds to do what I needed them to do and fly off to China. And while I was sitting there, I was like, this is amazing, you know. So I put out my microphones and took a heap of sound with the hope of one day being able to, you know, present it to people. Yeah, it's been a long-held dream of mine to try and actually just let people hear nature, because I make a nature documentary every week. But I feel like more than anything I could ever say, nature speaks more strongly directly to people than my words do.
That's Dr. Anne Jones there talking about the origins of the new podcast Nature Track. I think for a lot of people, especially people from the country originally, being locked down in cities at the moment, we're craving for that. Jonathan, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Sally.
That's Dr. Jonathan Webb, the science editor here on RN. And to hear more fantastic science podcasts from the science unit, including those new Nature Tracks, keep an eye on the ABC Listen app.